this nation and brought into being the Civil Rights Bill if I had sneezed. I wouldn't have had a chance later that year in August to try to tell America about a dream that I had had if I had sneezed. I wouldn't have been down in Selma, Alabama to see the great movement there if I had sneezed. I wouldn't have been in Memphis to see a community rally around those brothers and sisters who are suffering. I'm so happy that I didn't sneeze. And they were telling me. Now it doesn't matter now. It really doesn't matter what happens now. I left Atlanta this morning, and as we got started on the plane, there were six of us. The pilot said over the public address system, "We are sorry for the delay, but we have Dr. Martin Luther King on the plane, and to be sure that all of the bags were checked, and to be sure that nothing would be wrong on the plane, we had to check out everything carefully, and we've had the plane protected and guarded all night." And then I got into Memphis, and some began to say the threats, or talk about the threats that were out, or what would happen to me from some of our sick white brothers. Well, I don't know what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And He's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over. And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you. But I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land.
Dr. Martin Luther King, April 3rd, 1968, the night before he was assassinated in Memphis, Tennessee. The federal King holiday, which started in 83, was first observed in 86, has overlapped with Inauguration Day just two other times. First, with Bill Clinton in 1997, and then again with President Obama in 2013. Obama also took his oath of office using a Bible that belonged to Dr. Martin Luther King. The King family has been extremely critical of President Trump, but the youngest of the civil rights leaders' four children, Bernice King, said of Martin Luther King Day coinciding with the Trump inauguration, quote, "It's wonderful this occurs on the King holiday, the inauguration, because it reminds us of King," she said. You can see all of our Martin Luther King programs by going to democracynow.org. Special thanks to the Democracy Now! Team in Washington, D.C. Democracy Now! Is produced with Renee Feltz, Mike Burke, Dina Guzder, Messiah Rhodes, Nermeen Sheikh, Maria Terracena, Tammy Woronoff, Tarina Nadura, Sam Alkoff, Tamari Astudio, John Hamilton, Robbie Karen, Hani Masood, and Hannah Elias. Our executive director is Julie Crosby. Special thanks to Becca Staley, John Randolph, Paul Powell, Mike DeFilippo, Miguel Nogueira, Hugh Grand, Dennis Moynihan, David Prude, Dennis McCormick, Matt Ely, Anna Osbeck, Emily Anderson, Dante Turrieri, Buffy St. Marie Hernandez. To get a copy of our daily newsletter, You can go to democracynow.org and sign up, or text the word democracy now to 66866. That does it for our show. Happy Dr. Martin Luther King Day. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks so much for joining us.
Dr. Oscar Adoli, bringing you the best mix of music. We'll be right back.
place right here, right now. You know, it's like when you were at work and you said to yourself, you know, I'm going to have a good time tonight. I'm going to go out to you. So you put on your favorite shoes or you put on your favorite jeans. You get into the mood. You pull up to the club. It's a long line, but you don't care because you can get up. Don't outside those doors. And you get that feeling all over again. And you get that chill up your spine because the DJ's playing your favorite songs back to back. And you're not in yet, but soon you know you're gonna be. Oh, man, what's that feeling called again? What's that feeling called when finally you're in and you're standing in the middle of the floor and you open your arms real wide to accept those vibes, all those positive vibes, and your family's there, and all those people that are experiencing the same thing that you are experiencing at that moment in time. What's that called again? What's that called when 1 minute you're on one side of the room and the next minute you're on the other and you're not quite sure how you got there, but you know somehow, some way you travel through the sound and you did some twists and some turns and next thing you know you're upside down and oh man, what's that called again? Whatever it is, I like it. I like it a lot. Man, what's that called when your heart starts beating faster and faster and your beat keeps moving and you know you should sit down but you can't because the DJ just started playing them Afro sounds, you know those Afro sounds, the bongos and congas and the shake, shake, shake. Some people call it a blessing. Some people call it a disease because it spreads around like an epidemic, you know, and it brings you to your knees and there's no cure. There's no remedy, there's no pill to pop to get rid of that rhythm, that thing that flows through your blood. It's not gonna kill you, man, it'll only make you bleed.
We'll be right back. Thank you. Sounds of culture.
Mali. Moses Tombe Ostostile Namajita Nawalana Asefigile Veles Holile Seisugile Seskezile Oweskat Velena Besen Klokile Sasaniswa Ileses Tombe Ostostile Namajita Nawalana Asefigile Veles Holile Seisugile Seskezile Gagal shoni langa, ngap sa kala, gagal shoni langa, ngap sa kala, ngap sa kala, gagal shoni langa,
My baby won't get
in the mix with Dr. Kenya OC exclusively on WRCT and My Walking Radio.
open its arms to me. The hidden Africa, which even at that time was beginning to slowly vanish. A new world was opened to me. New vistas of knowledge beckoned to me like distant mountains. I began to learn about our people. I began to learn about the ancient law. I was told many things as I went through the rituals of initiation. In Africa, when you are an initiate, you must obey your teachers without question. You must never talk back to them. You must gather firewood in the forest and bring it to you, to the place of initiation. You must never think of anything outside the circle of initiation. You had to dance, dance strenuously in order to communicate with your body, to communicate with your muscles, to communicate with your mind.
do 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 do. I'm in love with you. Please don't leave. I'm begging you, my love. Did you do, 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 do? I'm in love with you. Please don't leave, I'm begging you, my love.
JOC, hey, I'm in a lot of trouble with my woman, and I need you to play that special song for me. Can you play?
Simba Sounds of Culture.
For those of you concerned with your health and the new USDA organic product standards, WRCT Pittsburgh would like to inform you that all our DJs are genetically modified to bring you the best music.
So many, 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 so many,